You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Before we get to Brussels, the merger that everyone is talking about, the one where Botox and Viagra finally hook up, or put more professionally, the boards of pharma giants Pfizer and Allergan have agreed to a merger worth about $160 billion. The companies say the deal will cut costs by $2 billion and, of course, marry some of the world's most successful drug brands. The deal is also one of these merger types you might have heard a lot about lately. It's called an inversion. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is here to explain what that is.
You might remember that a couple of years ago, the French actor Gérard Depardieu got Russian citizenship to avoid his native country's hefty taxes. Inversions are sort of a corporate form of that.
U.S.-based corporations have to pay tax overseas to the country in which they're doing business and back to the United States when they bring that money back.
Kyle Pomerleau is the director of federal projects at the Tax Foundation. He says other countries tend to have much lower tax rates. So if a U.S. company moves its official address to the home of its new partner, voila, lower tax bill. The U.S. has been trying to prevent these types of deals. But Steve Rosenthal with the Tax Policy Center says the Pfizer-Allergan merger won't run afoul of current tax law.
The combination only leaves the Pfizer shareholders with 55 or 56% of the new company, not the 60% threshold that's required to trip these anti-inversion rules.
So the new company can keep Allergan's Irish home, but it'll still look a lot like Pfizer, says Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
The new company will change its name to Pfizer.
Wait, what?
Pfizer's still going to be run from 42nd Street in New York, but it's who owns how much of the company that counts.
The new Pfizer will also keep its old CEO and stock symbol. Gordon says to truly crack down on inversions, Congress would need to reform the tax code. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.